Omamar, what we just say before,
that chetzever shalakum harei kedir shabahema, that a chotzer that belongs to a goy is mamish like a corral of an animal. It means nothing. It doesn't ask those zels in. And Rav Meir says if you only have one yid living there, it's only also to carry from the goy's house into the chotzer, but from the Yisrael's house, you're allowed to carry into the chotzer. For the Gemara Asira, for your nan, kanan, and al Mishnah, we learned, hadar, rimu akum, the chotzer. If you live what, two apartments, a yid and a goy lives together in the same house, two different apartments, is hareza oyser alov. It says, klo oyser alov means the akum asks upon the Yisrael, that even the Yisrael now cannot carry out from his apartment into the chotzer. That's Rav Meir Shita, Sechur Tassir, and Rav Meir. And now, Mishnah, it's Mashma Rav Meir holds. When you have one yid and one goy, they mamash ask the zel there. It's like two different Mishuyis now, and you're not allowed to carry from your apartment into the chotzer. It's like from Rishus Yochid, from a private property, into the chotzer that belongs to two people now. And before, the Braisa just said not like that. It just says if you have one yid living with a goy, you're allowed to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer. Just from the goy's apartment, you can't carry into the chotzer. The chutz is tira. And the Gemara Lakasha, ho de isa ho de leisei. It depends if the goy is in his apartment now on Shabbos or not. If the goy is in his apartment on Shabbos, living there on Shabbos, that's the din of the Mishnah. Then Rav Meir holds, the goy's dira is shmei dira. Hey, midrabbonin. Since the rabbonin don't want the yidin to live with the goyim, so they made it hard on us, that they said the goy's dira is shmei dira, if he's living there. So that's the case of our Mishnah. If a goy is living in his apartment, and the yid is living in his apartment, it's also for the yid to carry out from his house to the chotzer. That's Rav Meir Shita. Mashenkin, this brisa that says no, it says you are allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that's when the goy is not living there. So even though the goy is not living there, you're not allowed to carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer, that's the lotzer. But to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that's mutter when the goy is not living there. So Trashi, ho de lesi. Trashi, first big line. Liakum. But less big line. Hod less liyakum. The goy is not living there. The Shabbos lo yasser. Then it doesn't answer. V'yemiyeshom Yisrael achar oyser al beisah shalakum. V'afil less liyisrael. Mashenkin. If another yid lives there, then the Yiddish house answers that he can't carry out from the goyish apartment into the chotzer. But from the Yiddish apartment, you are allowed to carry into the chotzer. Hokgatir. Mashenkin. Our Mishnah is talking about where the goy is living there. If the goy is in his apartment, then Rav Meir Shita is. Even one and one is also zelzer. For this reason, for the more my kisov, what kind of svar is this? I kisov adira, v'loy bailem shmo dira. If you're going to tell me, as long as you own the apartment and you have your furniture there, even though you go away for Shabbos, it's still considered like you're there. Hey, so dira v'loy bailem, even though the owner goes away for Shabbos, his dira is still called a dira. And if you have two people in the two apartments, still it's also zelzer. Now, for me, if you have two tenants, one next to another, and one tenant goes away for Shabbos, if this Shabbos is a mutter for you to carry out now from your apartment into the backyard without an eruv, what's the locha? What do we hold? Is b'lei b'alim shmei dira or shmei dira? Is e kisav adir b'lei b'alim shmo dira or b'zei afilu wakim nami necessary? According to Rav Meir, Meir holds when you have one and one, it's also sells there. So why does the Braisa say when the guy goes away from his apartment and you only have a yid living in the other apartment, it's mutter for the yid to carry out his house into the chotzer? Why? You're telling me now a dira, even though the bailam goes away, it's still considered like it's living there. So it should be also to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer. V'ikisav elamar Meir holds that dira b'loy bailam loishem adira. No, if the bailam goes away for Shabbos, this Shabbos you're not living in your apartment. It's considered like you're not there. And you don't ask her. I was like, I feel Yisrael namila nisisir. I was like, even by Yisrael should be the same halacha. Why do you say dafka by a goy? Mashmas only halacha by a goy. If you have one apartment that belongs to a Jew, and one apartment belongs to a goy, now Rav Meir says, if the goy goes away for Shabbos, now it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Mashmas only because it's a goy. Mashmas in a normal case, we have two neighbors. And they're both Yidden, even though one neighbor goes away for Shabbos, still, if they didn't make an Erev Chaseres before that, it's also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer still, even though you don't live there. So it's a Sfira Monoshach. If you hold a Dira without the Bailam, it's called a Dira, might not come in between a Goy and Israel. What should be the difference? And the Gemara, Liyolam Ksova Dira, Beloy Bailam, Loy Shema Dira. That's Taka Dalocha. A Dira with the Bailam went away for Shabbos is not called a Dira. When you live there, it means you have to be there for the Shabbos. If you go away for Shabbos, it's not considered like you're living there. And the pshat is like this. The Yisrael, if you have two tenants, two Yisraelim, the chi'isa osur, when you have both of them living there, Then it's mamash osim mikra din. Each one is called at their own apartment, and it's osim mikra din to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Obazer, then the svar is ki leisa, even if one Yisrael goes away for Shabbos, gozo be rabbonim. Still the rabbonim made xera to look as if the yid is still living there, and Yishno is still osim to carry out from your house into the chotzer, even without an erud b'chaseris. That's only by Yisrael, because Meikir Adin, or Yisrael, is also. Mashenken, by a goy, Mashenken. Akum, Mashenken, a goy. Tichayisa, even when a goy is living in his apartment and Yisrael is living next to it. Really, Meikir Adin, a goy's dira is like a behemoth. It's not called a dira at all. It's only a gzeiro Hashem, a yilvim imaisav. It's only Xeru the Rabbonin said that if a goy lives next to you, but the Rabbonin he has a shame dira. Why? So you shouldn't learn from his bad things. Then the svar is, ki isa osur. When the goy is in his apartment for Shabbos, then the Rabbonin said, we look as if he's living there, he has a shame dira, and you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. That's because we don't want to learn from him. Mashenkin ki leisa, when the goy goes away for Shabbos, and he's not living there, loy osur. Then the Rabbonin did not make the Xeru. That's Pshat according to Rav Meir. So, Meir, according to Rav Meir, if the goy goes away for Shabbos, then tak it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. But when the goy is here for Shabbos, living there next to you, that's the din of our Mishnah, that when you have one Yisrael and one goy, according to Rav Meir, they ask the zel there, and you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, or from the goy's house into the chotzer. That's also according to Rav Meir. But Meisa, we don't hold like Rav Meir, we hold like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that it's only us if you have two Yidden living with the goy. Fred Gemara, the chileisa lo yosur, is it true that when the goy goes away from his apartment for Shabbos, he does not aser the yotanan? We learned hamaniach es beisa. If you leave over your house, you go away for Shabbos. For holach loy lishpois biracheres, and you went to live in another city for Shabbos, you took a vacation. Is echad nochri v'echad Yisrael loyser? Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says don't have kumina whether it's Yisrael or whether it's a goy. They aser, even though they go away, still it's aser. It's a stira. Here you see, even though the goy goes away, still we say the yasa zeal zeh. I will say now, according to Rav Meir, that when the goy goes away, it's mutter. And for the Gemara, hosam the asa biyomei. It depends how far away the goy goes. If the goy only travels a day's distance away, so then we can say a goy has the wisdom of traveling on Shabbos. It's very possible to come back on Shabbos and it'll come back home. So then taka it's asa. It's only mutter if the goy goes away further than 2 days' worth that he can't come back on Shabbos. So then we say, since he's not here, and he's not going to come back on Shabbos, then the svar is, since he's not here, his reshus is like nothing, and you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Yeah. Trashi diyosi b'yoymi, sholach l'mokim korvik, went away to a nearby place. V'yovo boy b'yoymi, it's possible to come home on Shabbos. V'sharis lu kaidim shiyovoi, mitautalei, nami acha shiyovoi. If we'll let you carry out from your house into the chotzer before he comes back, we're afraid you will continue carrying out when he comes back, and then it's osur. Therefore, they made it there, you can't do it. Right. So tomorrow, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halacha K'Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what we passed him. That just one yid lives with a guy, there's no din erud b'chaseris. Then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer without anything. That's the milsad lo shchichi lo goza be rabbonin. It's only when you have two yidden living and then a goy lives there also, that's when you have to rent the reshus of the goy. For afune omar minig k'reb lezer ben Yaakov. Not that we're moru, we pass on halacha, tell everybody. It's just a minig, that's the way we're noig like that. So Rashi learns halacha means the darshin in law be pirkab rabin. We give a drosh and tell everybody, you should know that's halacha. Minig means we don't dash in a rabbin. Avol aruya marinin law. The ball is shola. Somebody asks you the shayla. What's the locha? We taka tell him. You should know. We hold a grib lezer ben Yaakov. That was one goy and one yid is mutter. Yevaita. V'yab yechen anam and noag hom. Grib lezer ben Yaakov was only a minig. What does that mean? Rashi says. Uman diyam anogu means aruya namil marinin. When somebody comes to ask you the shayla, we don't even tell you the kula. You can make it with one goy and one yid. But if the person does do it on his own, and he knows that only one yid and one guy is living there, and he carries out from his house into the chotzer, that's mutta, we let him get away with it. Yeah. We hold that Mishnas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavnuki.
Whenever he says Aloha Befrat in the Mishnah, it's Kav Noki, it's clean and pure, and we take a pasuk like him. Trashi Kaimlum Bivomus Berk Acholitz Besoifen Mishnah Shablaz Ben Yaakov Kav Noch Gloima. Then Kaimas Muotim Muska the Mishnah. In few places does he say Aloha in the Mishnah Avon Nokihu. The Aloha Kemoisi, it's clean, pure. We pasuk like him. The Cholmokim. That's the loch we pass on the laws of Ben Yaakov. It's a pshitadika thing. Now, the Yomer of Yudoma Shmuel Halacha Kreb Laws of Ben Yaakov, and even Paskin like that. So now the shaila is like this: Mahu Laruya Bemokim Rabbi. There's a loch. You're not allowed to Paskin anything in front of your Rebbe. If you have a Rebbe around you and somebody asks you a shaila, you're supposed to tell the person, "Go to my Rebbe. Don't ask me." What about if it's such a simple thing like this? The person asks you, we have only one Yisrael and one God living together, is it also Zelzer? Zechor, the answer is simple, that we paskel a Grablazer ben Yaakov. So such a simple halacha, are you allowed to tell somebody else, even b'mokim rabbi? Omalei, he answered him back, no. Afilu beyosa bekucho. Even a shayla, if you're allowed to eat eggs and milk together, boi minayim Rav Chisda, they asked the shayla from Rav Chisda, can you eat an egg, a beitza, a kuchla with milk? Kol shana the Rav Huna, all the years of his Rebbe, Rav Huna, v'lo yairi, and Rav Chisda didn't want to paskin. About he was a Talmud of Mokam Rabbi, he didn't paskin. So you see, even though it's a simple halacha, why do you allow to eat eggs and milk? A simple halacha like that, still he didn't want to paskin the Mokam Rabbi. So mashma, no matter how simple the answer is, you're not allowed to paskin the Mokam Rebbe. So Rashi learns, Bayusa beitza loichla, to eat an egg, the kuchla drashi yeshpan is yubi the chalba. Kuchla is the type of a dish that has some milk inside it. So it's pshitar, it's mutter, can you pass this or not? And he answered back, boy me rav chizde im mutter im osul and soysli hoi im eskavin im yor mokam rabbi. V'loi ayra, v'shnei the rav hun rabbi. Kol zaman his rabbi was alive, he didn't pass him. So you see, even a poshna thing like this, you don't answer. Well, so he speaks out, Meforesh Baruch, the lav bistam beit samar, about it's not a shiloh if you can eat a regular egg with the milk. That's not a shiloh. Like somebody could ask you, this is a table, and not allowed to answer him, this is a table. Like that's not even a question. If somebody asks you, can I drink milk? There's no avad you could. That won't even be a shiloh. So just tam poshit, can you eat eggs and milk? That's not even a shiloh. That avad you can answer back. The Torah says, we're talking about a case, such a case, the ain't surah heter, it's not called a heter. The ain't the chamorat shlo yoda, shemoteros. Everybody knows it's mutim. Becholov, elok yeshe sheichet esatanagirlis. That's what we're talking about. The egg wasn't hatched yet. The egg is inside the chicken. And you shechted the chicken. And when you cut open the chicken, you found an egg inside. That's gomar, means completely full. The halacha is, even though it's inside the chicken, that's not fleishiks, that's parva. And you're allowed to eat that egg with the milk. So such a shayla. Not everybody knows that halacha. So such a shayla, you're not allowed to paskin b'mokum rabbi. That's what he said. Omalei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Labaya, Kegoyin Megillah Tainus. There's also a Megillah that talks about the days when you're not allowed to fast. It's called the Megillah Tainus. So Rashi explains, Kegoyin Megillah Tainus, Rashi says, the Chsivo Mancha. So Rashi, Eilu Yomim Asrum Masanus. There's a Megillah that explains, the loch is, which days you're not allowed to fast. Lochi Nokit Megillah Tainus, Shvehoisadov Dvar Halacha Ksuvav Yemeim. The times of the Gemara, they didn't write down any halacha yet. Torah Shabbat Petz also to write down Mikra Din. Afilu Oy Sachas, they never wrote down anything. Chutz Le Megillah Tainus, only this one Megillah they wrote over. Halachi Karol Lo Megillah, that's where it's called the Megillah. So they had a one Megillah that was written in it, some halachis, to say that which day you're not allowed to fast. So the halachis aren't any Kedushim, it's like written down. So they asked him, if somebody asked me the Shiloh, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Am I allowed to look into the Megillah and tell them the halacha? No. So what's the halacha? So Omalei, so he answered back, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Beyosa Bekuchlo. Boy, your name Rav Chisda, Kol Shani the Rav Huna, Fula Yorba Rav Chisda. Nay, you see, even a simple Shiloh, are you allowed to eat milk and eggs together? He didn't want to pass to the Mokam Rabbi. Mashbi, even though it's a simple Shiloh, still he didn't answer it the Mokam Rabbi. So the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Oiri, Bechafri, Bishani the Rav Huna. But Rav Chisda did paskin in another mokum, not the mokum rabbi. He used to paskin b'kafri, even though his rabbi was alive, living in another city. Trashe b'kafri, shem mokum. For hoye mokum shurafun, it wasn't the same place. Or mokum from Badisa, shem b'bovel. His rabbi lived in Badisa, and he lived in Kafri. They were both in Bovel. Then it was mutter to paskin, be you not mamish in the same city as your rabbi. Rav Hamnuna, ori b'charso the yagzin, b'shnei the Rav Chisda.